Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whose voice is this? Whose voice is that? So the good ship Lollipop prevails. That's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Tuesday morning, the 1st of February. Jennifer Horn is here to celebrate her birthday. And should we count it down? In 5, 4, 3, 2, actually it's the 4th, right?
No,
it's the 6th. It's the 6th.
Okay. All right. I don't know why we play this game a lot, but we do.
I know.
I don't know. Just because those are the sorts of things just kind of, this is, doing radio is an art. It's an art form. We're all artistes here. Jennifer is, Victoria is, Jay is, we're all artistes, if I do say so myself. And therefore, we inspire people, and I don't necessarily always get into the same inspirational mode that is my remembering of things like that. Doesn't seem to take precedent over other things. Like I remember the other day, January 28th, in 1986, what happened. So why can't one of the closest people, all of you are close to me, so why is it, there must be a mental block somewhere. I don't remember your birthday. You always remember mine. All of you remember mine. So Victoria's is somewhere in, and already we've had it. Now,
what does that mean? No. What does that mean? Be a little more specific.
I remembered, it seems to me, a while ago. It's not February, but I like completely out of my mind.
Yeah, because that just started today.
Yes, it ah, yes, the memories.
Well,
how
okay.
Well it works.
This year, January 4th. It wasn't February.
January 4th.
That was my birthday. It was a couple weeks ago. I was here on the show live that day.
Yes, you were. Uh-huh. Congratulations. All right, let's get to what's going on live today. As long as we're talking with Victoria, let's go to New Jersey for the Porch Pirates. And this is great alliteration. Porch Pirate penalties. Now, wait a minute. Porch Pirate plundering penalties.
Plundering packages face penalties.
Wait a minute. Porch Pirate penalty plundering.
Porch Pirates plundering. Porch Pirates plundering packages face penalties.
Yes. Okay, so
that's what it is.
What kind of penalties do they
face? Pretty big ones. So right
can
now,
can you murder somebody? Is it better in New Jersey to murder somebody than it is to steal stuff off their porch? Is in California? No, okay. Just checking.
No.
Oh, no, in California, we've had porch pirates going forever, and you can steal and not even get in trouble if it's $900 or less.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine.
Yeah, it was a misdemeanor here. I don't know what I don't think the value was placed on it, like $900 or less, but it was a misdemeanor, and it just, you faced minimum fines. Now, because with the pandemic, more and more people have been ordering packages, and more theft has been occurring. Tom Kreitler, who was on with us yesterday, our home improvement expert, he had a snowblower stolen right out of his shed. And it's like a heavy in duty, like, you know, landscaper kind of machine.
Really?
Yeah. So it's thefts are on the rise, and, you know, everything gets resold on, like, Facebook Marketplace. But so for porch pirates in Jersey now, and this is nationwide, 210 million packages were stolen from front porches in 2021 alone. And so I think a lot of states are probably going to be beefing up on this. This is, talk about like bipartisan. This passed through the Jersey Assembly 76-0. Then it went through the Senate lightning quick at 39-0. And then the governor signed it. So this is like the one thing everyone in Jersey agrees on. So now, if you are caught stealing, it doesn't matter the value of the package that you steal. It's just the fact that you're caught doing it. It's 3 to 5 years in prison and a fine up to $15,000. Or you can do both. You can get both or one or the other. And so this is just, I know a lot of states have been talking about porch pirates, but, you know, on a tech side, obviously a lot of people have the Ring doorbells now or the camera doorbells.
Right.
And it's a great thing to have because, I mean, it's essentially like having your own sort of street cam because they really have a wide angle towards the front of the house. I think, Jen, you probably have that on your house, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's great. If somebody steals a package from Jen, she'll
wire.
Be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different brands, yeah. But it's good to have.
All right. So there we take care of that. In looking around, though, I don't know how much of it goes on in my neighborhood. I don't.
I think your neighborhood is different. You're more rural, and like someone would have to park their car and walk up to your front door, right, to get to whatever porch you may have packages. So I think you're probably okay.
I think I am. I'm safe, as they say. Okay, so in looking at that and trying to figure out, my children and I were talking this past weekend about living in California and how my son is really has had it pretty much. Looking for the right place to raise his son and other children that may come along. One of the great things about the camaraderie of my family, anyway, I wonder how it compares to yours. When I go out there every other week or so, we spend Sunday afternoon at Brendan's house in his backyard. And so we talk about, you know, lots of things that have to do with raising children, and they talk about their jobs, and I listen, or they tease me about something. And we have great conversations, and Brendan is now on with his wife and her family to getting out of California. So I'm going to send them this list of the best places to raise a family.
I'll send you all the stats. I'll send you more than this then.
Yeah. I think that. And Megan doesn't have much of a choice because of their job at UCLA, unless they go find a job, the two of them together, at some other school that's comparable. And I'm not sure how, you get invested in the state pension system is a big draw, and all that kind of stuff. But I'm convinced, they're very good and careful about what Miles goes through. Some of you may have seen the picture that I posted of Miles and me at the Museum of Flying on Saturday. We went over and I took a picture in front of an old jet. You can see the engine from the jet. But I brought him there a couple of years ago, and he didn't really get it. But he was really into it this time because it's a couple of more years. He's more inquisitive, running around, and it was a lot of fun. And there are great things culturally in California to do. Unfortunately, they're the surreptitious notice, if that's the right word, of what is the reality. I've found myself, California's lost its luster for me big time. I'm no longer really looking to spend my winter there. I don't know what I'm going to do next year, but I know I don't feel like there's anything there for me other than my children. And it really, it troubles me. But when I drive around and the traffic is stopped because some homeless person is in the middle of the street peeing, that the quality of life kind of goes out the window. And that's reflected in this list, this new study from Wallet Hub. Victoria, what's Wallet Hub? I know we've explained this perhaps before.
Wallet Hub is like one of those sites that sends out data. It's like Nerd Wallet, Wallet Hub, all the financial
stuff. How do they make their money?
They do lots of surveys. Yeah.
They do.
I would assume they're sponsors. Sponsorships is how they make money. I'm not sure.
Anyway, ranking all of the states from best to worst for raising a family. And so here's the list. And the top 10 list of the worst states. Let's do that first. We might even have.
And also, just to sort of add in some context. So they did this. They based it on family stuff, like family fun activities, health and safety, education levels, childcare, affordability, and socioeconomics. So this is a whole combo of things that they looked at. It's a pretty big study.
All right. So the worst states first. The worst state in the country to raise a child, according to them, is Georgia. Behind that, Nevada.
Actually, no, Mississippi is worst.
Oh, it's the other end of the way? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mississippi, New Mexico, Louisiana, South Carolina, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Arkansas, Nevada, and Georgia are on the worst list. The best 10 states to raise a family, based on all of these things that Victoria just enumerated, at number 10 is New Jersey, so Victoria gets in. North Dakota is 9. That'd be wise. What's the difference between North Dakota and South Dakota? I would have thought they would be pretty
not comparable. A whole, apparently 4 different, 5 ranks.
Really?
South Dakota's Washington. 15, North Dakota was number 9, yeah.
Okay, Washington State's number 8, Connecticut is 7, New Hampshire is 6, Nebraska 5, Minnesota 4, Vermont 3, New York 2, and Massachusetts is number 1.
So I think you just need to get your family to move to Massachusetts.
Well, that's
maybe just come home.
Yeah,
that's what they're talking about. There's a little farm that's available in southern Vermont that they're looking at as a family. And Brendan wants to be closer. Yeah, Brendan wants to be closer here, and apparently Sophie's the one who's not resisting, but they're all working there. And so how much of the work can be done by remote versus, that's the question that comes into it. But I thought that was very interesting. The one thing that people will look at, and because everything is politics, most of these states that are on the top 10 list are all liberal, with the exception of Minnesota is not really liberal, is it? Nebraska isn't, I suppose. North Dakota.
I feel like Nebraska
is one of the weirdest states ever.
Minnesota's
the one that flip-flops back and forth.
But most of the rest of them are all liberal, and the worst states would be considered to be right of center. So the left of center states are the best places. So I'd wonder,
which is funny because all the holes that we are talking about, like California, are very blue.
The polls that show California is
the holes. Correct. I said the blank holes that we've been talking about are typically blue.
California ranks smack in the middle of the list, which is surprising. But then again, yesterday
I can tell you why.
Because they've got
a lot of resource. Well, because there's a lot of stuff to do, and you can be outside so much. But as far as the schools go, and as far as the programs and the crime and stuff, that's no good.
Yeah.
I'm sure it gets points for having stuff to do.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it is.
And also, the cost of living obviously is insane in California. And yesterday we were talking about the new report about how rents have continued to go up.
Yeah.
And out of the top 10 most expensive cities to rent a one bedroom apartment, 7 of the 10 were in California.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'd expect Boston and New York, they were in there. And then, every other city was in California. It's just,
that was one of the
surprising
things Los Angeles had, is that we had these pockets where things were cheaper and you could live in a big city more affordably. But, boy, it seems like those days are gone.
I certainly found that out this year. That's one of the reasons I didn't go there, because there was nothing that I wanted that I could find that I could afford. And it's just lost it. I love the energy of Southern California. And like being there with the children, and I like it when it's warm, but I just the whole thing is a crapshoot, and it really is a shame. It's a tribute to bad management, that's for sure. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Vigil and Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Vigil and Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 at the hour now here on the February 1st. There's an R. F-E-B-R-U-A-R-Y. February the 1st on the DJV program with our focus on what's trending. The social media gadflies are all over Tom Brady. And will he or won't he? Is he or isn't he? So we're going to answer that because he kind of answered it right after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so we're trying to figure out, by looking at the dollars and cents, what's real. Tom Brady is trying to clear the air over all this talk regarding his retirement. He's still deciding, but apparently Jennifer and Victoria think that it's a dollar and cents kind of thing. Although, he could continue to play, it would seem to me, for a couple of more years. Maybe he doesn't have to. But at any rate, what's the scoop?
I think he played at the level he could.
For one year, though. Just so that his fans can say goodbye. I mean, I think it's really weird, and that's why I didn't think he was going to retire, to just kind of walk off and have that last game be your last game. I mean, I guess for some that's fine, but Tom Brady meant a lot to a lot of people, and so I would think he would go in the way of Ben Roethlisberger, who said, okay, this is the last season, this is the last play. He gets the standing ovation when he leaves the field. I mean, why wouldn't you, not just for him, for his own ego, but for your fans, let them have a way to
apparently,
say goodbye
to. A lot of people have brought that up, that Ben Roethlisberger did sort of the final tour. He took like kind of a victory lap with a final season, and a lot of people say that that's totally not Tom Brady's style, that he doesn't want all the accolades, and he doesn't want everybody, you know, giving him a parade every time he plays a game because it'll be his last. So I don't know. The interesting thing about this is that his own company, TB12, is the one who sent this tweet out, and then everybody ran with it. And then they took it down, and his own agent said, you know, look, Tom hasn't made a decision yet. His father went public and said Tommy hasn't made a decision yet. And Tom Brady himself has finally spoken about it and said that, you know, he is taking it day by day. He was asked on his podcast if he has a timeline, and he said maybe not. Like, he was very vague about it. Well, the timeline is probably Friday. I think we're going to know something on Friday. Friday is the day that he gets his signing bonus paid out to him, to the tune of $15 million. If he retires before Friday, the Tampa Bay can actually reclaim $16 million of the $20 million that he got. So, I think that that tweet came out on the wrong Saturday. I think that tweet is going to be reposted this Saturday.
Meanwhile, there are a lot of people who say this is the worst matchup for a Super Bowl ever. The Rams and...
Really?
Who else is...
Why? I don't care about the Bengals, but they are fighting to be where they are. I don't think it's bad at all.
The Bengals look great against Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. I think they're really a lot better than
I know. You can't afford a hotel room in Los Angeles this coming weekend. Or next weekend. 28 after. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ioniq and Hyundai Motor Company have announced a partnership to develop new virtual quantum Eigensolver algorithms to study lithium components and their chemical reactions involved in battery chemistry. Quantum-powered chemistry simulation is expected to significantly enhance the quality of next-generation lithium batteries by making improvements to the device's charge and discharge cycles, as well as their durability, capacity, and safety. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom, how the world connects.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on his podcast calling President Biden's commitment to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court offensive, and said that by doing so, the president is telling other Americans, you're ineligible.
He's saying to 94% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you. You are ineligible.
A deadly clash with multiple inmates at a federal penitentiary in Beaumont, Texas, Monday prompted the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to temporarily lock down all its facilities across America. The Bureau was securing the facility as a temporary measure to ensure the good order of the institution. The World Meteorological Organization announced Monday that it had confirmed a mega-flash lightning strike, setting a record. On April 29, 2020, a severe thunderstorm produced a 477-mile-long lightning strike. It stretched from near Houston, Texas, to southeast Mississippi. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Texas is taking things into its own hands when it comes to protecting its border.
Texas is setting up a border committee in the state legislature's Senate that will monitor additional funding for border security in the wake of more illegal immigrants and asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick explaining how much more funding this will cost Texas taxpayers on Fox News.
I want people that are really going to go to the border, understand these issues, go to Washington if need be, and take on the Biden administration. But we in Texas are fed up with this policy and seeing our Texans die.
This comes after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently visited the southern border last week, where several border agents raised concerns about the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed to stay in the United States under the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian officials said Monday that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19. This announcement comes after backlash over the weekend that Trudeau fled Canada's capital to avoid any confrontation with the numerous truckers in a freedom convoy. They protested the nation's vaccine mandates. Trudeau dismissed the protesting truckers and called their supporters a, quote, small fringe minority. And Chicago Blues drummer Sam Lay has died at the age of 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. How do you like that? Four. I feel like I'm on the golf course, right? Four. What does it mean when they yell four on the golf course? Look out! You're gonna get hit in the head with a golf ball. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where it comes from. Probably like Scottish, right?
Really?
It's probably some Scottish word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only thing I could think of.
Probably
your dad was like a
forehead. Watch your forehead.
Watch your forehead. Yeah, my father was a champion golfer.
I was gonna say he would have known.
Well, he's not with us at the moment.
But I'm saying he never mentioned anything.
I'll meet him. We didn't talk much. You know, my father and I didn't
have
a lot.
Well, you're not a golfer. You don't have the patience for golf, so. Yeah.
No. It's, well, thank you for
would
that.
Would you have ever tried it just to spend time with him, or no?
I did try it to spend time with him, and I didn't really, I didn't like it. I don't know. I just didn't, chasing a ball around on a feel, you know, somebody's lawn or a big lawn. It just never, it's the same thing. That's what I never could understand, why he or others who love golf, if you play the same course, it's the same every, there are some people who play golf on the same golf course every single day. All summer they play in one. If they go away for the winter, they play in another one. My father belonged to a place called Braeburn, which is in suburban Boston, and he wasn't welcome. He only got in because of his uncle, who had a pedigree. My father had was a mongrel, and he wasn't really welcome, and he was less popular because he was the best golfer there. So, but he was there for 40-some-odd years, 41, 42 years of that golf course. And he also belonged to the Breakers down in Palm Beach, and he figured as he matured, he got into his 50s, he figured out a way to play golf every single day of his life, whether it was up in New England or it was down in Florida or guesting someplace, but he played golf every single day. And I think that was one of the reasons that he forestalled it. You know, nobody knows anything about his family because he was an orphan, so you don't know what, you know, my father died of a stroke at 91, but did his father, what happened to the other people in his family? His mother and his aunt and his uncle both died on the same day in 1917 because of the flu. That 1916, that old, oh, it doesn't make any difference, but it does make a difference, flu, in comparing it to what's going on now, or what has gone on. I don't know, I just, it's really amazing to try to put the pieces together of families and to see what it is. My father and I were so different in so many different ways. As a matter of fact, our birthdays were opposite, exactly 6 months opposite. He was a Taurus, May 5th. And I'm Scorpio, November the 5th. We couldn't have been, our personalities couldn't have been more different. But, you know, I think back, I've been thinking a lot about my father actually lately, and I've been thinking about him fondly, because I realized at this point in my life that he did the best that he could with what he had to work with. And I think that's the thing about parents. If you're a good parent, that means you're doing the best you can do given whatever you have for resources, whether it's your own spirituality, whether it's your work, whether it's the whatever it is. And the thing that is that bugs me a lot, I was in a store this past weekend, and I saw this mother just unbelievably abusive toward her child, who, you know, she's yelling at him, and the only reason that he's doing what he's doing is because you haven't taught him how to behave in public. And so why, that's not the child's fault. That's the parents' fault. And there are so many people who have just become so self-centered and focused.
Well, why do we get the angriest in life?
Why do we get the angriest?
Mm-hmm.
You mean, is it having connected to family stuff, you mean?
Because something reminds us of our shortcomings, right?
Of ourselves, so, yeah, right.
Don't
yeah,
you
yeah,
find
yeah.
the angriest that you get is when something, whether you're yep. angry at your kids or yeah. at one of us or at someone you work with, you're always, yeah. it's always because of one of your own shortcomings.
Yeah, that's a very,
at
yeah,
least I find.
Brilliant observation. Yeah, right. We don't like in others what we don't like in ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's probably another way of putting it. All right, so Tuesday, February 1st is upon us. DJV, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay has a little bit of her stomach stuff that she's dealing with. In the meantime, the football world, lots of talk about football, as you can imagine. And there's one fellow who I this just came to my attention sort of out of the corner of my eye because it involves more than just football. It involves women in the news media who are involved, or the sports media, if you will. This fellow, Jeff Garcia, ladies, do you know who he is?
No. Okay. Jeff Garcia? No.
Jeff Garcia, right.
Remind us.
He's a football player for the, let's see, is he down in, he's in San Francisco. So he'd been criticizing this woman all week on his social media, demeaning her, saying that because she didn't play football, she doesn't understand the game. She shouldn't come, and he's been on this for a long time, the women reporting on sports. And so this sort of reminds me of what happened to Neil Young. Did you notice last week after all the Neil Young and then the others got on the bandwagon with him and Spotify, the value of Spotify on Friday was $4 billion less than it had been on Monday. Do you realize that?
Yep, we're going to talk about that more in the tech report, too, coming up.
$4 billion. And so it shows you the power of the influence, if you will. So we were all laughing. Oh, well, Neil sort of missed out on that. I don't know whether he shorted the Spotify. Maybe he had some Spotify stock and he shorted it. He'd be laughing. Well, is it about him or is it about Spotify or is it about that whole business of, you know, what Rogan said? Now, I've noticed that Rogan has sort of modified. He's been a little sweeter. Have you noticed that? Sweet is the right word for it, but he's sort of backpedaling on some of the things that Neil Young was criticizing him for. Apparently, Spotify has told him either to shut up or to change his tune. And so, under the circumstances, you see that sort of thing happening. And then this guy, Garcia, who spent the whole week last week demeaning this woman who is a sports reporter in San Francisco. I guess the word is misogyny, right? Isn't that when you go after women like that? I think that's the word that applies.
Well, I think it all depends on how you... first of all, I think that women who are on the sidelines work really hard to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
In some cases, they are given...
Constant criticism.
I think they're given a lot of criticism. And I understand, because there are certain...
Were you talking about women in sports media in general, Jennifer?
It's a hard field, yes.
Yeah.
It's a hard field.
Yeah.
Now, and in some cases, they get bubbleheads who just look good on camera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get it. But right. By and large, the women who are there right now are ones who actually know the game. So I do think
Nina
it's fair
Kynes
to say.
Is her name. She's an ESPN
Yeah, I do
reporter.
Think it's fair to say, and I don't know this woman at all, and I don't know him. So all I can just comment on is what you've told us in the facts. I do think it's fair to say, well, you're not on the game in that instance, or you're not on the field in that instance, so it's really hard to judge. And that's true whether you're a man or a woman or anybody. Plenty of idiots who've never played football professionally that sit at home screaming at their television
right.
saying, why didn't you do so-and-so? So it is different when you're in the heat of the moment on the field in the game. I agree with that. But it's still okay. I mean, their job is to create content on the side of the field and to say the things that the fans are thinking. And so if that's something that they're doing as a vessel, then it's kind of stupid for him to be making fun of her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I always think that San Francisco, they're never like my favorite team. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo, Victoria and I both like think is pretty to watch. But I was really disenfranchised or disenchanted with how the team played. I thought they played. And I tell you this as someone who, yes, was rooting for the Rams, but I'm not like a hardcore Rams fan because I like Tom Brady. But I just felt the way the team played. There were some cheap shots that the 49ers were doing during the game. And I thought, well, that sometimes the fish, what was it, the head rot or the fish
yeah.
rots from the top. Or
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe there's just something weird going on within that organization. Who knows?
Yeah, well, what happens to Gronk if Brady retires? So where does Gronk go?
That's the big question, yeah.
He probably retired, too, again. He was retired and came back to play with Brady.
There's a thing going on here in New England, a big radio promotion, and I don't know how much attention's gotten elsewhere, but he offers, he's got a contest going to have a family come to his house. He lives in Foxborough still, so he's made, for the Super Bowl, you can...
Oh, yeah, I saw the commercial. Yeah, you could enter. I can't remember who the company is. It's either a cell phone or a pizza company or something. And if you enter, the winner gets to party at Gronk's house for the Super Bowl.
All right. Anyway, lots of Super Bowl conversation, I'm sure, between now and next weekend. It's not this weekend, the next weekend. I just found it, as I was saying, I think a little earlier, I don't remember if I said it off the air or on the air, how expensive the hotels are. Normally, because my children, neither of them have a big enough place for me to have a room. So I stay when I'm going out there in a hotel, and I have two or three that I like a lot. And so I made the plane reservation to go out again next weekend, and then I started looking at the hotels. And what I would normally pay maybe a couple of $100 a night for in a hotel, $1,100 for Super Bowl weekend. And then I started looking around at everything. To stay in the Four Seasons is $14,000. I mean, where does this money come from? Who are these people that will fill up every hotel in Los Angeles County to go to this game? And, I don't blame the hotels or the airlines for making, they always do that. Everything's more expensive. I normally go back and forth to California for $300, $350. It was $800 at Christmas. Right now, if I were to go out there for the Super Bowl the week after, which is the weekend of I think the first weekend of spring break for the public schools, it's like three times as much money. And, you know, they make, what is it, make hay while the sun shines? As much as anything else. All right, the Olympics. As long as we're into the sports department, apparently a lot of journalists in China are facing a lot of intimidation. What's surprising about this? The country's government is intimidating them. Why is this? We're back to the question. Maybe I shouldn't even keep doing this because keeping focus on Beijing and the Winter Olympics, and they start this week too, right? Isn't it Friday the first
Friday.
Day of the? Yeah. So all the foreigners who come in to cover this are being obstructed in every single way possible. So you go back to, do you think that the Chinese will ever be able to get this again, be able to get any kind of Olympic sport? Or, you know, you got to wonder what the world is thinking. I don't wonder. Yeah. I think it's pretty clear what the world is thinking. And they're so bold about it. They're so brazen about it.
Well, they award these cities how many years in advance? Is it 10 years?
10 at least.
Right?
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, no one was talking about Uyghur Muslims. And then what the IOC, I think, needs to do is to be able to pivot. Okay, so 10 years ago, maybe we weren't really all that privy to what China was up to. But 10 years later, here we are. We all know.
Now
we everybody knows. And so we should be able to have a clause. Oh, hey, by the way, in the 10 years that you're waiting to host the games, if you do some crazy messed up stuff, we can pull it. And, you know, they just don't seem to do that. And that, I think, is the real criticism.
I think they're influenced like the World Health Organization.
Or they're just lazy and they don't want to find a new place. I don't know. But it's, I mean, it's not like we were talking yesterday, you know, about the impact of global warming on and climate change on the Olympics and how there was a new report that came out of, you know, different places that potentially can still, yeah, Tahoe is the only one left, and it's still, by the year 2050, might not be able to keep snow because it'll be too warm. But, you know, in Beijing, this is the first Olympics that 100% of the snow is man-made.
Let me ask you.
So why were they even awarded a Winter Olympics if 100% of the snow is man-made anyway?
Let me ask you the question this way. When is the world going to wake up to, never mind, well, yeah, you can include the flu if you want to, the COVID virus that was created there, and all the other antisocial things that the Chinese do. When is the world, when does everybody say enough already?
When they stop making money.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Line.
That's all. Yeah, right. Yeah. We all have,
well, if you're a company that
big,
has right. stuff that's manufactured in China, you know, what are you going to do? If you're an American company and all your stuff is made there, yeah, you can start trying to outsource it, but they're not going to just shut their business down on principle.
No, but they can move a little faster than they are.
Well,
some of them, I think.
Depends on what their products are.
Mm-hmm. Well, chips is one thing. All the cars that are sitting around, all the people, they keep getting laid off. 48 after the hour here.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you, I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get first ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlow chose Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now on Tuesday. It's the 1st of February and Tech Talk time is upon us. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to announce to... focus on Spotify, I guess as a result of the Neil Young, Joe Rogan thing, and how much money they have lost in value. I find this fascinating at this point, Victoria, frankly.
I don't think Spotify saw this coming when Neil Young said, hey, I'm going to pull my music. I think they were like, okay, you know, we'll see you later. I don't think that they anticipated that between $2 and $4 billion in 1 week, their market value would fall.
Climbed on the bandwagon with them, though. That must have some impact, yeah.
Yes, that when you add in Willie Nelson and Springsteen and McCartney and the Stones and Dave Grohl, Joni Mitchell, Queen, and the list kept, you know, it was a snowball effect for sure. So in response to all of that, Joe Rogan issued a 10-minute video on Sunday night explaining that, you know, he doesn't do any prep for his show. He just has conversations. So basically, he doesn't really know if things are vetted or not. And he just says he likes to have interesting conversations and blah, blah, blah. So he said that he can do a better job of offering, you know, both sides of a story. And that's something that he said he's going to aim to do in the future. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek, who's also a co-founder of the company, he said that they are releasing a new... They're not really their existing rules, but they just haven't followed up on them. So they've re-released the platform's plan for handling COVID misinformation. They said, we've had rules in place for many years, but admittedly, we haven't been transparent around the policies that guide our content.
Who decides whether it's misinformation, though? That's the question. That's the big...
Well, there are some, but in some cases, though, I mean, so Neil Young didn't start this, and I think a lot of people don't realize this began in December. A group of 270 doctors and scientists issued an open letter to Spotify asking them to better manage the misinformation about COVID on the platform. They did nothing. It got to Neil Young's attention, and then that's when he started saying, I believe in free speech. That's why I'm not asking for Joe Rogan to be taken, to be silenced. I'm taking my music off of a platform that is promoting misinformation. And that's when all the other artists kind of follow suit. So we'll see if it's any better. Maybe Joe Rogan's not dumb. He's got $100 million deal with Spotify. But when you tank your own company's market value by $4 billion in 1 week, nobody with $100 million deal is safe. it's crazy. So we'll see what he does. Maybe he'll move forward and make good on his promise. Maybe he'll try to be a little more even, and balanced. We'll see.
One of the things that comes out in discussions like this is understanding how much money there is involved in all of this stuff, how much money technology has attracted in terms of investment. And this isn't high visibility technology anymore, but it just is. I find it amazing, frankly. Up in a moment, Pinterest is in our focus after this.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug. Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's cooking here?
Pinterest,
yes, right.
Yeah, Pinterest is adding a try-on for home decor feature in its app, and it lets you see furniture from stores like Crate & Barrel, CB2, Walmart, West Elm, and Wayfair, and you can actually see all of those furniture pieces in your own home through the power of augmented reality, so you can see if it's going to be a good fit before you buy it. This is not a new feature. It's new to Pinterest in terms of shopping, but they have made this very, it's very sophisticated. They have a thing for cosmetics where you can sort of try on cosmetics, but this is for your home. They have 80,000 pieces of furniture that have shoppable pins. So if you like something, you pin it to your board, and then you can actually shop directly to that link. IKEA's been doing this for a while, too, in their app. It's not as good as what Pinterest is now doing, but it's kind of the same idea where you can get an idea of what, you'll have some idea of what your furniture will look like in the room, but it's not exact.
Okay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.